Praise the Lord, brethren.
Praise the Lord.
Well, we broadcasting live here from Birmingham, Alabama. Once again, this the 15th day of March in the year of our Lord, 2018. First of all, let's wish our sister a happy birthday, Sister Pauline Turner.
Hey, come on,
wish her a happy birthday.
Happy birthday. All right.
Yeah, and we welcome you to Discussing the Truth broadcast.
Matthew.
I'm your announcer, Antonio Green. Our host for this broadcast is Pastor James A. Dansby, and our co-host, Minister Kevin Pierce. Minister Milton Douglas with us as well. And it is our prayer that God the Father, through Jesus Christ, his Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit, would speak truth to your hearts. Pastor Dansby.
Praise God. God bless. Amen. It's good to be here this afternoon. God is good. Amen.
Amen.
Right. Praise God. He's gracious enough to lead and guide us through this day and to bring us back again so that we can be a trumpet for him today. Amen.
Ain't he a good guy?
Praise God. Speaking forth God's word, man.
Amen.
Man don't live by bread alone. But by what?
Every word.
Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And we thank God for his word. His word is what calls us to be alive today. Amen.
Amen. Word Amen. Is life.
Amen. Praise God. Before we get started, we'll have Brother Milton. Ask God's blessing upon the broadcast today. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Father.
Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you right now for this opportunity, Lord, to discuss your truth in your word of God.
Yes,
and, Father, as we study more of this fivefold ministry of the pastors and the teachers, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit lead and guide us in all truth.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, we pray for every listening ears out there everywhere that's tuned in to this broadcast. Father, we pray for the members here, Lord, that you'll continue to give us strength and blessing, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Father, it's by your grace and your mercy that we are here.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And bless this ministry in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Except the Lord build the house.
Amen. Labor in vain.
Oh, boy. You sharp today, aren't you? They labor in vain that attempts to build except God is involved. Amen. And we know, brother, that we can't succeed in any endeavor we try to do without God's help. Amen. Praise God. As Brother Milton just said, we wind up our fivefold. We jumped into the agenda. We stayed there a little while and kind of split the agenda a little bit and showed the fact that God called the male to be the pastors and so forth. And we tried to look at some scriptures so that we want to be in order, you know.
Amen.
We want to be blessed. So in order to be blessed, whether it's the church or homes, even the world.
Yes, yeah, right. Individual lives.
Right. Amen. God addresses all of us. Amen.
Amen.
But it's going to take us trying to follow the order that God has laid out.
So beautifully laid out.
So amen. True. Pastors and teachers, Kevin, grab Ephesians 4 again as we close this out. This is going to be the last broadcast on this year. Ephesians 4 and start at 8 this time for a good reason, brother.
Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive.
Okay.
And gave gifts unto men.
Okay.
And he gave some apostles.
Yes, sir.
And some prophets. And some evangelists. And some pastors and teachers.
Okay.
Amen.
For the perfecting of the saints.
Yes, sir.
For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ.
Yes.
Till we come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man.
Yes.
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Fullness of Christ. God gave gifts unto men. Pastors and teachers are gifts. These are gifts that God gave to the church.
Amen.
Is that what they said there?
God gave.
None of us are qualified to make a selection like that, brother.
That's right.
God gave gifts to men, and those gifts were apostles, prophets, and evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Not some pastors and some teachers.
Amen.
And I don't think that's a typo, brothers.
No, not at all.
God, that's purposely done that way.
Amen.
Pastors and teachers. For what reason, Tony, you said?
Said for the perfecting of the saints.
Perfecting of the
saints. The work of the ministry. Mm. And the edifying of the body of Christ.
Amen. Amen. We all come to a unity. Mm. A unity. And, you know, it seems like we're far, so far from that unity today.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Church is so divided today. And,
Amen.
You know, and it's simply because there, I believe there are those in our midst that they really don't know the Lord.
Right. Amen.
I think that's the reason why we have so much disunity in the church. We got a lot of people that have taken position. In other words, they're not one of the gifts.
All right.
That God has given to the church.
Pastor, it's clear in 13. It says, till we all come in the unity of the faith.
Of the faith, yes.
Of
yes.
the faith. See, so if your unity ain't grounded in the faith.
The faith. And just shall live by
faith.
The faith.
That's right. The faith.
And it's his faith.
Not a faith.
Right. That's right. You know, and looking at, you know, different ministries, you know, all over this world and country.
Okay.
You know, like I said, they're not together as unity. And in other words, they're almost like they're Democrats and Republicans.
Okay. Okay.
Really, though.
What you believe determines what side you stand.
What side you stand. Yeah.
But you know, and I question sometimes, the word's not question, but you know, Jesus let the wheat and the tares grow
together. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Well, we got a lot of tares.
Oh,
you know,
man.
They about to choke the grass now, man. You know, you understand what I'm saying?
That's right.
Amen. But now, gifted positions given to the church, right? Is that what we're saying here?
Amen.
And the remaining gifts, we said what we got left out of those five folks?
Evangelists.
Pastors and teachers. So these are the main. And we know why, because the foundation has been laid and the Word of God has been written.
Mm-hmm.
We have complete the manuscript, complete Word of God, right?
Yeah. Right.
So what we need now is to bring people to the Lord. And the evangelist plays a great role.
That's right.
Amen.
In that. Is that right?
That's right.
And then when you get them there, you got to fatten them up.
That's right.
Amen.
Got to grow them.
So the pastor teachers is a very unique person.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I agree.
Amen.
Yes.
And does quite a bit of the work that God assigned to.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
That's right. I mean, you got to. It's such a important position in that you not only you do got to do so many things.
Right.
And deal with so many
personalities.
Right.
Oh man, that's it's a job.
Yeah.
You need to be called to this job.
Amen. You better be called.
You better be called. Ain't no doubt about that. But evangelists and pastors and teachers, is that right?
That's right.
And there are teachers. Is this a true saying?
Okay. Y'all,
there are teachers that are who are not pastors, but all pastors are teachers.
True.
No. True.
I thought that was gonna trick y'all. True.
Is that true?
That's true. That's true. That's very true.
That's true because we find in other parts of the Bible where there are spiritual gifts of teaching.
Teaching, right.
Teaching, yeah.
But they're not necessarily called the pastor.
But they have the gift.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We believe Brother Tony have the gift.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. The gift of teaching. It's obvious.
Amen.
It's obvious that he has the gift of teaching. Amen. But he's not called the pastor.
Amen.
And not yet so far, you know.
Amen.
And,
Amen.
But I believe that every pastor has the gift.
Amen.
To teach.
Amen.
Amen.
So he's a many faceted kind of person.
Well, that's why. Since he's multifaceted, you would expect him to be able to teach also.
Right.
We have the evangelist that's going to bring that straight observation of sin and the gospel, but the pastor, he consoles, he educates, he builds up.
Sure.
And to do that, you have to be a teacher.
And you have to be a teacher, and you have to be anointed and called by God.
Right.
Amen.
To teach. To preach and to teach.
Well, even in Titus and Timothy, that's one of the qualifications of the
To teach. In order to be an officer or either a pastor, officer, you ought to be qualified to teach also.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Should be able to teach. I mean,
you know, and with that too, Pastor,
what's that?
Who God calls, he going to be equipped.
Qualified.
Amen.
He calls us, he gifts us. Because now we'll see in a minute that there is a gift of teaching.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, so we'll.
Didn't Paul get on a group of people in the Bible when he said they should be
when
in
they
Hebrews.
They,
yeah.
Right.
In Hebrews. Yeah.
In Hebrews.
Yeah.
When they should, he felt. They should have matured
to that point
to be able to teach.
Okay. Right, yeah. Right, right. After sitting in church for 25 years, brother, you should be able to teach Sunday school, right? Good Lord. Yeah. Ought to be, after 25 years, without notice.
Right.
I ought to be able to call on the brothers right out of the congregation. And they ought to be able to come
expound
up and
expound on the words.
Just read one line and,
right, and expound.
And we have to set them down, you know? I mean, you should be able to.
But that's a true statement, though.
What's that?
When you think about it.
What's that?
Many are sitting in the church for 15, 20 years.
Oh, God, yeah.
Very much
and,
so.
And should be.
Mm-hmm.
Should be.
But are not.
Should be.
Yeah.
If they've been properly fed.
True.
That's very the pastor's true. Job. The pastor that they sit up under, he ought to be experienced enough to fatten up
equipped
the sheep.
Them. Right.
Equipped okay. enough okay. to fatten them up.
Okay.
That's what he's supposed to be. That's what it means when it says here, perfecting the saints.
That's right.
You're fattening them up.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Not for
that's
the wolf right. now.
Amen.
You're fattening
them perfecting
them
for what, though?
You the just work that. Of the word of the
that's
ministry.
Right.
The ministry.
Yeah.
Witnesses testifying, bringing people to the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
Should
true.
Be a natural.
Yeah.
After 20 years or so, Milt.
Yeah.
But how, is that so? Is it true? Is there... No.
Well, the
I wish you could see Bill face. He answered it with his expression, but I think some of them would actually say that ain't my job. They would say
they would say that.
They would.
They would.
I don't do that.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Okay, but now some say that all you have to do is desire this gift. Now this pastor teacher gift or teacher's gift, and you can have it. They base that on so few scriptures that they'll always bring up 1 Corinthians 12 and 1, and then they'll look at, you know, we're going to look down at 4 and 10 and 31. Tony, grab hold of that.
Okay. 12 and 1. It said, now concerning spiritual gifts,
okay,
brethren, I will not have you ignorant.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, now there are, then it's 12 and 4.
Okay.
Now yeah. there are diversities of gifts.
Okay.
But the same Spirit.
Same Holy okay. Spirit.
12 and 5.
Okay.
And there are differences of administration.
Same Lord.
But the same Lord.
Okay.
And 6, it said, and there are diversities of operations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it is the same God which worketh all in all.
Mm-hmm.
7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man.
Okay.
To profit with all.
They take little things like every man.
Mm.
Every man's supposed to have the gifts. You know, that's what they'll use scripture just like that. Okay, go ahead, Tony.
Then
the rest of the verses are gonna blow
knock that out of the water, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom.
Oh.
To one is given by the Spirit.
Okay.
The word of wisdom. To another, the word of knowledge
okay.
by the same Spirit.
Okay.
To another, faith by the same Spirit.
Okay.
To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit.
Okay.
And to another, the working of miracles.
Okay.
To another, prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
To another, discerning of spirits.
A lot of others.
To another,
mm-hmm.
diverse kinds of tongues.
Okay.
To another, interpretation of tongues.
31, fast.
Ain't that something? He broke that up real nice.
Yeah. Yeah. But now, the scripture says I can do this here. What can it on 31 say?
But covet earnestly the best gifts.
Uh huh.
And yet shew I unto you a more excellent way.
I'm gonna show you a more excellent way, and we know what that way is, right?
Amen.
But a lot
Amen.
Of people say that you know, we know that God gives us these gifts, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you it says desire. And also he says that we can, you know, we can seek them more or less, you know, desire and, but it's given to every man the proper will. But yet still we know that God gives us gifts according to his will.
I was about to say, what do that Amen. Do for the sovereignty of God,
right.
Pastor? If we could just.
Well, that's what they say, you know, they teach people. About the gifts, you know, like the speaking in tongue crowd there.
Okay.
Teach you how to
yeah.
speak in tongues.
Tongue.
That ain't scripture, brother.
Not at all.
Is that scripture?
Not
at all. Is there any kind of correlation between scripture and teaching somebody how to have a gift?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Not at all.
God gives those gifts, but you know what? The sad part about it is that all these gifts, all these gifts are not operating today. So you know,
yeah,
not in,
absolutely.
I don't think. Because we went over most of the gifts. We know the ones that are working today.
Mm.
But here's the thing about it. I wouldn't want to all of them make up a body, right?
Right.
Amen.
Yes. That's right. Yes. The body.
And we need every part. I don't want my hand to stop working.
No.
Okay.
I don't want my hand to tell me, hey, I ain't cooperating today.
You'll notice it if they do.
Y'all understand what I'm saying? Well, my point is this. The gift that are truly operating, that we need everyone working in the church.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
but, brother, right. How many people in the church don't even know what gift they got?
That's right. Man. That's right. See, that's what I was going to say, going
okay, go
back
ahead.
To 12:7 with oh, every. Mm-hmm. A lot of people confuse every with all.
Okay, that's true.
And
That's true.
And that's not the same.
No. Mm-hmm. Every and all is not the same.
Okay.
Especially in this case.
Mm-hmm.
But, first of all, we're dealing with the Spirit, and if you know the ministry of the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
He only resides and deals with believers in this particular
yeah.
case.
Sure.
He's mm-hmm. not giving His gifts to anybody that's lost.
Sure. So now the pastor teacher don't have all these gifts, do he?
No.
Okay. Just like all of my brain is not in my, well, I guess all my brain is in my head. I don't know what kind of analogy I'm finna make here. But, what I'm saying is basically, every part of the body has to cooperate and work together. But if people don't know, go ahead, Kevin.
Well, I'm just looking at 12:4. They talk about the diversities of the gift.
Okay.
If there's diversity, then the Holy Spirit is sovereign because He's God.
Okay.
Then that means everybody is not outfitted the same.
Okay, everybody.
And that would work against the purpose of God.
So we need each other.
Yes, we need each other.
Because there are different gifts given to different believers.
That's right.
That must come together and work together as a whole to be effective.
Right. And what Kevin was saying,
mm-hmm.
in other words, that's the key.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like 12 and 5 said, there's difference of administration.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So God has an order.
Yes, right.
Okay.
You know, yeah, He got pastors, teachers, evangelists.
Okay.
And like Pastor was saying, He don't want to lose His hand.
Okay.
So
right.
Kevin done took that hand.
Okay,
you know, when
he's being something else, that works out perfect as long as we remember the end of each one of those.
Mm-hmm.
But the same Spirit,
same Spirit,
the same Lord,
the unity
of it all.
It won't be a disunity. But here, the pastor teacher got a unique job. Is what I'm trying to, I guess, mm-hmm. the point I'm trying to make here. He has to build these people up.
Okay,
one of the things he does, he build them up in their gift. And how do you do that when they don't know what the gift is? Am I supposed to know what your gift is?
I understand what you're saying.
That's true.
I understand that.
But it's pertinent to the building up of the church and success of the church.
But even that goes back to the pastor, because in their immaturity, they won't ever find their gift out. I really didn't discover my gift of teaching until I started reading the Word and God speaking to me through His Word about gifts and just myself.
Yeah.
So until a person get in the Word and discover who God is and grows in the Word, I don't think they ever will.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
That's key, Kev. Because
basically, yes. I think
in other words, what you're saying too is
mm-hmm.
that person got to have that hunger and that thirst and that
desire
to pray and ask God,
mm-hmm.
Lord, help me.
Oh, mm-hmm. man.
Because the Spirit
mm-hmm.
gives
right.
everyone a gift.
That's right.
But I believe that even before I was saved, I didn't know about no gifts or nothing like that. But I knew people would often say, you know, he's just so real in that play.
Mm.
That's what they used to say when I used to, mm-hmm. in church when we did all kind of play. He's just so real, you know. I mean, and I was just...
It was a natural.
Huh?
You didn't understand it to be a gift.
No, no.
You just playing a part
of the role. Didn't understand salvation either, you know.
Well, that's my thing. It's salvation. When at the point of being born again, it brings about a desire to be obedient.
Okay.
To the Word of God, and that's where you're learning and you're building up.
Right. So maybe the gift can be, without you knowing there's a gift, can be
mm-hmm.
manifested even before you're saved.
Before you're saved.
And then when you come to salvation, then you realize
that this is what God
is. Okay. But there are many probably coming to salvation don't know their gift, is what we're saying.
There are.
Well, how are they to know their gift? Through what? The building up in the Word, Kevin? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I said, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Building them up through the Word. I can't take them in the back and let them do a quick in the air and teach them.
Fill out a questionnaire.
Some churches try that, Pastor.
Yeah.
I've seen a survey to determine where you are or what you should be in the church.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A written survey.
Yeah, based on some kind of characteristics.
Pastor brought up a good point about your gift.
Okay.
The Spirit exposes our gifts as we are saved.
Okay.
You know, but I don't necessarily think that you're not without your gift from birth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, I believe.
Don't know what it is, really.
Right. Because you're naturally gifted, and plus you're in the image of God, so you have talent.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I use all my gifts for the world and for the flesh.
Okay, now I'm finna start some trouble.
Here we go. Here we go. Knew it was coming.
Is there in the Bible, in the New Testament, a gift of singing?
A gift of singing?
Mm-hmm. No.
Not
that I know of. Okay, so we may get our talents and gifts confused.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We may get our talents and gifts confused with each other.
So singing is really not a gift. It's not a talent.
It's a talent.
It's a natural talent.
That kind of erased that when we see what the gifts are for, Pastor. It's for the perfecting of the saints.
Okay.
For the work of the ministry.
Okay, but it don't list singing, even though singing plays an integral part.
Yes.
Of worship. Praise.
Of worship. Right. Yeah. Gotcha.
Even the angels were singing glory to God and peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Mm-hmm. You know, but yet still, the gift of singing is not mentioned as one of the many gifts.
Talent. Okay, so that's good, Pastor. That's good. Okay.
That's good.
Gifts come from God, these gifts that we're talking about.
They
come from God, but these talents could be mustered up through the flesh. They could be mustered up through anything else. I'm just comparing talents to gifts.
The reason I said that is because we depend so much on singing in the church today.
That's what I was about to say. It plays too big a part.
If there are for instance, we have no choir.
No, you not know, at
we,
all.
We like to do congregational praise.
When I first got here, that shocked me. I never seen that before. But
you definitely have to visit to see how it works. I know you may be thinking, no choir, but it works.
Well, so you just have to see it.
But yet and still, we place so much emphasis upon choirs.
A
lot of people won't even go to certain churches if they don't have a choir.
That's the first thing they ask.
But singing is not a gift, though.
That's not
the gift that truly edifies. It exhausts the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it helps us in our person, because at work, I listen to all my gospel songs and all that, and it pumped me up. It gets
me encouraging.
Jumping.
Mm-hmm.
That's still your flesh, though. Cause,
okay,
because who's to say you can have the best choir in the world, but is that worship accepted of God? He made it very clear.
Okay,
there's a certain spirit these things have to be done in.
Okay,
and you know they had that problem even in the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with Cain and Abel, was gonna make him accept what he give him.
Okay.
Instead of doing it the way he didn't put the emphasis on a talented singer.
Well, we're gonna look at it just a minute and see the rest of the gift. We looked at some of the gifts a while ago, right?
Okay.
Can we send school people to school, a brother to school to be a pastor teacher?
No.
Because
he's called by God.
It's a gift.
It's a gift.
Oh, okay, that's good.
It's a gift.
So you can't take a young fella and send him to school if God ain't already gifted him, given him that gift before he go to school.
Right.
He got the gift.
That's right.
Okay. All you he's called him knowledge.
So he can grow
all
in his
gift. Give
his
knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He can grow in his gift.
Okay.
But he's already 100% if he's called by God.
Right.
He's a preacher teacher.
He got what he needs.
Yeah. Yeah, just as much as he ever going to be.
Okay. A baby is a human being, even though it ain't but a handful.
Yeah, okay. It's still a full human being.
Amen. Just got to grow.
That's good.
Amen.
And just like a baby, like I said, he started out on milk.
Yes.
But eventually, he needs to eat some meat.
Right.
And he will, like I said, if he's been called of God.
Right. And you know, and like we were saying earlier, you know, like for instance, if you've been in the Lord for a while and you've been in the Word of God for a while, you know, a person ought to be able to expound on one verse until you make him sit down almost.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's the way I am. I can take one verse not having to do a whole lot of studying on it because, you know, 25 years, man, you know, for something, you ought to learn something and then listen to the Spirit of the Lord, being led of the Lord. You ought to be able to build from there, you know.
But it goes back to what you said, too.
What's that?
It goes back to the pastor.
Oh, what you been pastor. Sitting under.
Sitting up on
the mantle. Who pastored you?
Who pastored you?
Huh? Okay, a gifted pastor teaches called the shepherd of the flock. Do we agree with that?
Amen.
Amen.
True. See, Jesus was Jesus was the first shepherd. He was the first pastor.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Pastor means shepherd.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he called himself the chief shepherd, right?
Chief shepherd, yeah.
So he was number one. Shepherd lead by word and by example. Is that right?
That's right.
Is that what he's going to do? Mm-hmm. What about warn the sheep?
Amen.
Of danger.
Of danger.
Mm.
And protect. Is that right?
That's right.
If he donate the blood on his hand?
Well, but now today they say meddling, though. They say we too critical over here.
You intolerant, Pastor.
Well, we're intolerant. That's the political correct.
Downright offensive, huh?
But
reading the Bible.
The pastor teacher, he ought to be there to perfect their gifts.
That's right.
That's right.
Perfect them. Make sure, first of all, hopefully they know what their gifts are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then build on that. Build on that. And that's why. In a classroom, let's go to a classroom setting. Everybody's not on the same level in the classroom. Old Bob back there can't hardly read. Now you got to work with Bob a little different than you work with these other
guys. That's
right. Huh? Mm-hmm. It's the same thing about pastor. You know, we got people with different gifts at different levels in their gifts.
Right.
That's right.
And the pastor got to try to make sure he feed all these people. Boy, that's a job.
Different meals.
It takes the Spirit of the Lord. Because like on their Pentecost. They all heard in their own language.
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't all of them languages weren't spoken, but they heard.
Listen to this.
Watch it now, kids.
That's why we're talking about school and gifts.
Okay.
And, of course, I've learned this since I've been here. That's why we deal with people who are compelled.
Okay.
You know, we ask for different things,
right,
you know, when it comes to the work of the... Mm-hmm.
They feel the leading. Okay.
I've always been taught to, you know, wait until the people are compelled. And that's a calling. That's a... See,
we got a pastor here. We got a pastor here. At least every Sunday, you're going to hear willingly.
Yeah, right.
You got to be willingly.
But that's a sign of a gift. Of a want to.
Compulsion.
Okay. That's right.
We've always been encouraged to deal with each other by that compulsion when we need, you know, work of some kind.
Well, I've had a guy tell me, he said, now, you know, you're not going to ever be successful in your church because you don't know how to delegate authority.
Right. That's what I'm getting
at. You got to tell people what they need to do and assign them the job and make sure they do it, you know. Even though they have no compunction, no leading of the Spirit of the Lord.
Right.
They're like these brothers, CEOs ain't.
Right.
And that's why they get a big company.
And that's what puts the weight on you to then pick somebody. See, that's where this hand picked stuff come in at.
Right.
Let me pick him.
What happens to the column?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's how that comes in.
Yeah. And we know that does not make for a good building of a good apple pie there. That recipe ain't gonna work. Is that right? 1 Peter 4:5. Grab hold, Kevin. Now, let's look at that.
The elders which are among you, I exhort.
Okay.
Who am I also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed.
Mm-hmm.
Feed the flock of God which is among you.
Feed them. Mm-hmm.
Taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint,
but willingly. That is.
Not for filthy lucre, but of ready mind.
Okay. Qualified life.
Yeah, so we don't motivate people by money, right?
That's right.
Neither as being lords over God's heritage.
Oh, boy.
But being unsamples to the flock.
Example, that's what it means. Yes.
And when the chief shepherd shall appear,
thank you, Lord,
he shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away.
Milton, let me ask you a question. I'm going to ask Milton a question. Okay. Y'all can take this part here a little bit. Milton. Do people work in the church without getting money?
Can we get into volunteers here, brother?
You got all volunteers here, man.
I'm talking about what about the other places?
Them other places, man, they want to charge for everything.
The mandate program.
The bill said they charge for the
men's. Men day, anniversary day, choir day, you name it.
You got to pay them, Bill?
You got to pay them, man.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. And the musicians.
Now, it's built in loop. The musicians are... Yeah, well,
the filthy loop.
But we're back to the point again, Kevin. When you put such emphasis upon singing, which is not one of the gifts that we just mentioned here,
that's right.
Then these gentlemen can hold you hostage.
Right.
It's a stick up.
Mm-hmm.
We bought $1,000 a Sunday.
Right, just to play
the piano and lead the choir.
When you think your service is governed by music, you know, when you think your Sunday service is going to be make or break concerning the choir,
and then they hold you hostage instead of
feeding the flock, it becomes a competition to stay relevant, and they doing that with the music.
And when the choir sets down, they start tipping out.
It's over with, huh?
Just take that finger. The finger, the word coming, they want to get up out of there now. They come for the music and not for the preaching of the word.
Right.
Amen? Yeah. And the preaching of the word ought to be number one. Is that right?
Yeah.
Feed the flock. Is that what it says?
That's what it says.
That's the shepherd. That's the pastor, teacher's job, to feed the flock. That's not by constraint, but willingly. Is that right?
That's
not
right.
For any pay or anything like that. Not being, overbearing, Lord, over the heritage, God's heritage. These God's people here.
Right.
Amen. They're not your people.
That's right.
You know, I mean, I remember when they was a kid, when they came in here. Now, I don't grew them up. Now, these God's people, you ain't grew nobody up.
That's right.
The power of God, the Holy Spirit grew them up.
Gotcha. Amen. That's true.
Amen. Now, go to Romans. Let's look at the rest of the gifts here. Milk, grab Romans 12 there, 6 through 8 there.
It says, having then gifts different.
Okay, different.
According to the grace that is given to us.
According to grace. That's right.
Well, the prophecy.
Okay.
Let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith.
Okay.
Ministry. Let us wait on our ministry.
That teaching.
Yeah. Or he that teaches on teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Or he that exhorts. On exhortation.
That's a gift.
He that giveth.
That's another gift.
Let him do it with simplicity.
Amen.
He that ruleth with diligence.
Organized in the church.
He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness.
Amen.
Now, brother, all of us don't have all these gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Hey, bro.
Thank
my brother, Mr. Pierce.
Uh-huh.
You ain't got the gift of mercy.
No.
I've been told that before. You understand my point, though.
Amen.
When it comes to comforting people,
right.
Some of us need to stay away. I mean, don't even try to go close.
A lot of us don't have that gift.
A lot of us don't have that gift. You know, I don't think I have a great amount of it. You know,
I can feel people on the other side of this microphone co-signing there right now.
But you know him well.
Right. He ain't lying. I can hear that now. But teaching is one of the gifts. And a lot of people, like I believe my brother got the gift here.
Amen.
Exhorting to lift people up.
Lift people up.
To bring them out of the slump they're in.
Amen.
And give them a good pep talk, a good pep rally. Some of us ain't good at that, brother. You know?
Amen.
Watch it with the next gift, pal.
We look at them with our happy faces. You ought to be happy like me.
Looking like McGraw, the crying dog.
But some people have the gift.
Yeah,
to be able to
encourage people.
But it's a gift, though. And we have to utilize those gifts and don't get out of our lane like Milt said.
I've
been trying to do something that you wasn't called.
You wasn't called.
You wasn't called. You're going to mess it up.
Yeah, you're going to
Okay, and then giving. Let me see now.
Hello. Hold up, Pastor. You're going to step on some feet with this now.
The gift of giving, brother.
That's a gift. You mean that's a gift?
That's a gift.
That's a gift.
So
gift.
If you're doing it out of obligation, what?
No. That ain't going to work. But it ain't just money, though.
Right.
Amen.
It's just giving spirit.
Giving the shirt off your back.
That's right.
Don't anybody have that gift, too. You give away everything. I'm going to bring back your steam machine.
I can truly say it now. Our pastor have that gift.
He has that gift.
Mm-hmm. And okay. it's truly a gift.
But praise God. Thank God for that. Okay, then let's warn the flock now of deceptive teaching. Shouldn't the pastor teacher be doing, mm-hmm. you know, but like, so we've been accused here, wrongly, I believe, brothers, of being a little bit heavy shoed on people. You know, we just ain't kind enough, you know.
Judge not, at least you be judged.
Well, we've been accused of that, brother. No, I mean, many times. We've had people... Mm. Years and years and years ago. Say that we're just too hard on people, you know.
You know what I think, Pastor? What they were. A lot of people just respond to the word differently.
Some people,
when you hard in that word, hit them like that. I heard my big brother here, Minister Pierce, say, boy, mm-hmm. we left church on many a Sunday, and he called me and said, boy, that was all over me.
So he took it in another manner.
Okay.
It was nourishment and encouragement.
Absolutely.
And help for him.
Absolutely.
Well, another person might take it as if, you know, they talk about the word of God. Why don't they quit talking? Why don't they quit beating folks? You know, I'm going home and listen to John or it's Osteen. Whatever the case might be. Kevin, grab Acts 20 then, brother. Pastor Teacher has to warn the people.
20 and 27.
That's right. 20 and 27. Read that.
For I have not shunned to declare unto you
all
the counsel of God.
All.
What does that mean, bro?
He's going to tell you what it means. But tell you what he's talking about when he said, read on, Kevin.
Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers.
Right.
To feed the church of God.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Which he hath purchased with his own blood.
Thank you, Lord.
For I know this, that after my departing, shall grievous wolves enter in among you, and not sparing the flock.
Okay.
Mm. Also of your own selves.
In the midst of us?
Amongst you. Amongst you. Shall men arise.
Speaking
perverse things to draw away disciples
after
them.
Why ain't we saying that?
Therefore, watch, and remember that by the space of 3 years, I ceased not to warn everyone night and day
with tears. When did Paul have time to preach? He said 3 years warning them about this here situation here, brothers. Grievous wolves, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
We have to warn the people.
That's right.
Amen.
We have to warn them to be a real pastor's teacher. It includes warning people of pitfalls.
Praise God.
And today, brothers, a lot of pastors say, well, I don't talk politics in my pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
How can you not, brothers?
Yeah.
How can y'all deal with these hot button issues that affect the church?
That's political to say that, Pastor. That is political.
In the church, we got one side Democrat, one side Republican.
That's right. Look what third it said, Pastor. It said also of your own self.
That's what it said.
Mm. You know, they'll take God's word and try to use it against God's word. Touch not God's anointed.
Right. Yeah. Mm. But among you.
That's what it says.
Pastors and teachers included.
That's right. That's right.
That they're to fleece the sheep, not to feed the sheep, but to fleece them.
Yeah. Amen.
Right. Take advantage of them and to rob them of everything, really. You know.
Amen.
And that's sad. But you know, some say we speak negative. You know, we y'all need positive. Like old Billy Graham. Billy Graham he had nothing bad to say about no church.
Mm-hmm.
He liked all the churches. He loved the Catholic. He loved the Mormons. He loved the Seventh-day Adventists. Mm. He had a nice word. Y'all want y'all be like Billy Graham. And then y'all have, your casket might be in the rotunda.
Still.
Pastor, this is your choice. I'm going to give you a choice.
Give me a choice.
You can be like Billy Graham.
Okay.
And they're going to speak well. God forbid anything happen, you leave here, which we all love. They're going to speak well of you. And like you said, you might lay in a rotunda.
Okay.
Or you can be like Jesus Christ. And they're going to crucify you. They're going to spit on you. They're going to talk about you. But we should have made that choice way before this conversation came about.
Amen. You
know?
Yes.
That's not a new choice we have to make.
Mm. Yeah.
Hey.
Well, he's right.
What you see, Mill?
You know, looking at 20 and 31, well, Paul said, 31. "Cease not to warn." And you know, I'm just thinking, he ceased not to warn, and throughout Old Testament, and the Bible itself, God's prophets and his pastors warned his people.
He told them to.
That's right.
He told them to.
They cried. Jeremiah cried for God's
people.
That's
right. Yeah. And what happened to them?
Warning.
But then what happened to the old prophets that did that? They were put in pits, but persecuted.
Brothers,
what happened to them today?
That was antiquated days. You're going back to the caveman days. We are an advanced society today.
Oh, we're in the last days now.
But
when Paul, the foundation was there, they were hung upside down, head cut off.
Yeah, that's true.
But not only that, but the brothers, they cross-examined each other.
Mm-hmm.
When Peter tried to shun.
Okay.
When Peter congregation.
Right.
So that was one instinct.
So they didn't pick and choose. When someone crossed each other, that's right.
That's right.
Yes, sir. No doubt about that. Let's look at 1 Timothy then there, 4, and grab hold of that, Tony.
All right. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly.
Expressly.
That in the latter times some shall depart from the faith.
Oh, boy. Mm.
Giving heed to seducing spirits.
Okay.
And doctrines of devils.
Wow.
Speaking lies and hypocrisy. Having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Forbidding to marry the Catholics, ain't it? And commanding to abstain from meat.
There you go again.
Which God has created to be received with thanksgiving
to them that what?
Of them which believe and know the truth.
Know the truth. So seducing spirits
and doctrines of
lay down these rules and things, right?
That's right.
Has no biblical foundation.
That's right.
But yet some of our preachers say we shouldn't negative say anything about other ministries. Yeah. We should do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's not nice. That's not the.
You'll be like more like Brother Billy. Get along with him.
Just get along. Go along to get along.
Can't do that. God ain't
called us to go along.
No, not at all.
He brought a sword.
Huh?
He brought a sword. He made that plain.
He didn't come to bring peace, but a sword.
That's right.
Now he did bring peace in our heart after we
saved. Amen.
We have the gift of that peace. We got peace.
Amen.
That passed all understanding.
Yes, sir.
But basically, before that peace can come, the sword has to come down.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Amen.
You know, and if you don't warn the brothers or the pastors or whoever,
they're
going to think they're right.
Yeah.
So continue to let them go on in error.
Right.
Instead of putting the brother to the side.
But you love it. That's Christian love, though.
When you tell him, when you warn him,
you love somebody, you tell the truth, even though it hurts.
That's right.
Even though you may be ostracized,
that's right.
You may be satisfied, and criticized, right. And all other
that's
sides.
Right.
You know. What about Ezekiel 3? Grab hold of that, Kevin.
And it came to pass at the end of 7 days.
Word of the Lord.
That the word of the Lord came unto me, saying.
Saying what?
Son of man, I have made thee a watchman.
Watchman.
Unto the house of Israel.
Made your wife.
Therefore, hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speaketh to warn the wicked from his wicked ways, to save his life.
Oh, boy.
The same wicked man. Now he wicked for not doing it.
That's right.
Same wicked man shall die in his iniquity.
Mm-hmm.
But his blood will I require at thine hand.
Ooh, God.
Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered
your soul. That's right.
Yes.
I think I delivered my soul.
You might even deliver a couple souls.
So if you don't warn, both of you in trouble.
Sure, you're
just as wicked as the wicked person you're not warning.
So how can we sit back and see people speak error? And we don't say it.
Not if you love people, Pastor.
How can we do it?
We got so many people, Pastor. Like you said, let the wheat and the tare grow together.
Yeah.
But you got so many people that don't really know.
Yeah.
The word.
Right.
That's true.
Because of the teaching they are under.
And that's a good point. It makes a difference what kind of pastorship you sit under.
You sitting up under.
Yeah.
It makes a big difference.
Right.
Because we'll see something. But first of all, Milk, right up our 1 Corinthians here. And let's our last scripture for the day. 1 Corinthians 2, give me 1 through 5. Look at Paul's recipe to be a successful pastor teacher here. And I love this. This has always been one of my favorite scriptures since I first said it. Go ahead.
When I, brethren, when I came to you.
Yes, sir.
Came not with excellence of speech, of wisdom.
No.
Declaring unto you the testimonies of God.
Mm-hmm.
For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
Amen.
And I was with you in weakness.
I was weak sometimes.
And in fear.
Oh boy.
And in much trembling.
Trembling.
And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Power of God. Bro, that's always been my favorite scripture.
That's a good,
Paul was a very educated man.
That's right. Right.
But he put all that aside. That aside. And even when he was in fear and weakness and trembling, he still didn't put no sugar on that word.
Amen.
I mean, when they're pressing him and threatening him to kill him.
Letting him down in baskets, running him out of the city.
He didn't water that word down.
Down.
Huh? Why? Because even if he had to die for the Lord.
I just think he was saved.
I believe he was.
In 2:2 it says that I was determined not to know
anything
among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's the gospel.
That's all I know.
What else matters? If I run across you and you don't know the gospel, what else is important?
Look in Ezekiel, y'all. It say back in Ezekiel 18 and 19. It makes it clear that he gonna die and go to hell regardless. Whether you tell him the truth or not. But now whether you tell him the truth or not gonna affect you.
Either way, he's gone.
It's really hard on you than it ever would be for him.
That's right.
Think about it. That's right.
Why wouldn't
I tell him?
And we know people are slipping into hell every day. Brother. Every day, two people at the University Hospital over there at UAB slipped into each other.
That's right.
Not knowing that you leave home, brothers.
That's right.
You have no even thought.
Amen.
And probably they didn't, you know, because most of us true Christians, you know, when we leave home, we say, Lord, I'm in your hand. That's what we're talking about every day. Because we know that the sun can be shining in the morning and at night, boy, you could be in a storm, you know?
We in overtime. I'm pastor anyway.
Yeah, right. Right.
You know, as far as what we deserve.
But what I love about Paul, he said, but in demonstration of spirit and power, here's a man trusting in the Spirit of God.
Amen.
He believes in being led by the Spirit.
Amen.
And without the Spirit of God, brother, we cannot do anything. You can be the most educated. You can have a D.D., Ph.D.
Amen.
They can call you the Dr. Wright, Reverend.
Right. That's right.
Or whatever they call you. But if you're not a spirit-led man of God.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Brother, you're nothing, brother.
That's right. No power.
Now, Jesus, he taught us. Our chief shepherd, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love the Sermon on the Mount, y'all. Y'all need to take it apart sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Right,
but he got everything in there.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
A true preacher, teacher is right there in the Sermon on the Mount.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
He got a little preaching. He teaches a little bit. He instructs a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Inspires a little bit. Challenges people a little. Correct a little bit. Rebuke a little bit. Encourage a little bit. Mm-hmm. Huh? Y'all said, eye for an eye, two for two, but I said, don't do that.
Right.
I know what y'all saying. he corrected them.
He corrected them.
That's right.
He breaks them. A master.
Break it down.
Master teacher.
That's Matthew 7, so if you want to read it, it's Matthew 7.
Matthew 7? All right.
No, it is Matthew 7, Sermon on the Mount.
Yeah, right. A couple chapters. Okay, but he's our first true motivational speaker. Y'all know that?
Amen.
I call you.
Oh, boy.
True.
Look what he's
true.
It's finna get ugly.
He's a show down. He motivates you. He truly motivates the people, man. But can you see all those people sitting at the mountain?
But he don't do it without warning, though, Pastor. He don't do it without warning the sheep.
Man, 5,000 people sitting at the foot of that mount.
Right.
And he done touched every one of them. He done gave every one of them. He done flipped every one of them upside down.
Well, it didn't record that, but you think he raised his hand and said, "Now I didn't come here to make nobody go away feeling
bad." I don't think so. I don't think it was no apologizing.
You don't think so.
Y'all get on me about almost apologizing.
Almost.
Okay. But first motivation speaker, and his message was very simple. Believe on me, right?
Amen.
Huh? Surrender. Total surrender to God.
Amen.
Repent of your sins and go forth and proclaim my kingdom to you and be my witnesses.
Amen.
That basically was the crux of his message, right?
Amen.
Plus, that's you got to count the cause and all that good stuff,
right.
You know?
That's right.
But now.
Right.
And I won't know you.
Let's see
now. Now bust the bubble on. He keeps him a big stink peen.
You
look like that little boy. We blowing bubbles. You just run around popping.
But some of these motivation speakers, their messages are not motivating.
That's right.
No, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's your not best motivated. Life now.
That's not motivating, brother.
No.
No.
You got a heaven or hell to deal with. I don't care who you are. You ever live, you got a heaven or hell to deal with.
Amen. Come on, Kevin. Let's sum it up. We done ran out of time out here.
We've ran out of time, and I just pray that you all, whoever you are,
amen.
If you go to church, I pray that you have a true pastor teacher. I
yes.
pray that you amen. Have yes, a man that cares about you yes, and the Lord. Word of God. And he's growing you up wherever you are in your spiritual maturity now.
Amen.
I pray that he preaches Christ. I pray that he preaches the plan of salvation.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because in the end, your pastor teacher is not going to be there. It's going to be you and God.
Amen. All right, amen. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Tony?
Amen. That was great there, y'all. And you know, this has been an interesting subject, all phases and facets of it. And the pastor teacher is a very important part of that.
Yes, Lord.
But
Lord.
Anyone who's accepted Jesus Christ, you have a teacher.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Look at you.
You have a teacher.
The
best teacher you're going to ever have. So you are without excuse. We ask you, if nothing else, get in the Word and let the Spirit of God minister to you.
Amen.
And if you're on the falsehood, it's our prayer that you will come out.
Praise God.
Milk.
Amen. Praise God.
Let's say our prayer is that you get up on the Bible teaching, preaching.
That's important. Church. It's important.
Pastor teaching church.
Anointed teachers.
It makes me think about Paul, Tony, because he had a great teacher.
Amen. Oh, boy.
Amen.
And his teacher didn't cut no corners.
Sugarcoat nothing.
Didn't sugarcoat nothing.
No, sir.
And
no,
Paul followed in that order.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought about when he was on the ship, and he's always said different times, "I'm a prisoner of Jesus Christ."
Amen. Lord,
amen.
But he didn't compromise no what.
Come on, brother.
And even with that, while he was chained and tied up,
yes,
he was still witnessing.
Okay.
That's warning.
That's okay. Right.
Warning.
Okay.
That's the key.
The person.
Come on, Bill. You can't preach today now. That's what I'm saying. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We praise you.
Lord.
We bless your holy name.
Lord,
we pray your word will not return void,
Lord,
but you'll touch the hearts
of
those whom you have drawn forth to hear this broadcast today.
Yes,
and Lord God, we'll give you all the praise,
all the glory.
In Jesus' name,
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.